All right, we have Judith Law on the phone, who works with Anxiety Canada. Have just launched a brand new app called Mindshift CBT. And why don't you give us just a little breakdown of what the app actually is, Judith?
Okay. Mindshift is a free app that you can download on iOS or Android. We've just created the second version of the app. It's based on cognitive behavior therapy, which is the one of the most effective approaches for treating anxiety disorders and depression. It is totally free, and it is an anxiety app that you can use to do your homework on. So you can actually, you open up the app, you set up an account, you can check in, and then you can work through very intuitively the different tools in the app to help manage your anxiety.
And I just want to throw out, like, say, a personal situation here. So say I had a big meeting at work and I was stressing out about it and my anxiety was going crazy. I'm someone who's struggled with anxiety for a long time. How would I use the app in a situation like that?
I have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after you've, there's a check-in and it's a slider. Wish I could visually show this to you. So after you've checked in, you can submit your anxiety rating and describe what's going on, you know, about that meeting, how you're feeling. And then you can go into learning more about, let's say, general worries in this case. And what's helpful about this is that it really validates how you're feeling, and you get some tips about what you can do. And then the real tools in the app are under healthy thinking and taking action. So it's about learning how to challenge your thoughts so that you have more balanced thinking. And then there's also chill zone, where you can get quick relief right away, and you can, in the moment, dial down your anxiety by taking a breath, doing some visualization. And these are just a couple of minutes. And then if you're ready, you can take action, which is where you then are trying to change your behavior. And that's where we've got facing fears, and we've also got comfort zone challenges.
I'm just going through the website right here, and I'm looking at the chill zone. It says that it also provides some guided, like, mindfulness meditations as well.
Yeah. So what we've got is we've got the calm breathing. We've got tense and release. You can do a mental vacation, which is one of my favorites. So that's where you imagine that you're at a peaceful place. And it really, really helps to relax you.
And it seems like a great alternative, financially speaking, versus some of these other meditation apps, which all cost quite a bit of money at this point.
Yeah, a lot of the apps, too, are not based on any proven strategies. And Mindshift is totally free, as you said. So you can use it from beginning to end, and it's not going to charge you. You're not going to have to pay anything. And then on top of it, it's based on CBT.
And when you say these other apps, a lot of them are not based in, scientific evidence. How did the research go into create Mindshift?
Well, Mindshift was developed by psychologists. We had a version 1, and we also did user testing with youth who had lived experience. And a staff member of ours worked very closely for a year with a local anxiety expert. And then it's also been reviewed, of course, by members of our scientific advisory committee, as well as all of us here in the office. I mean, we all have anxiety. Doesn't have to be a serious issue, but we all live with anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I notice here is it says, get the tools to tackle worry, panic, perfectionism, social anxiety, and phobias. The phobia one is interesting to me because I have my co-host. He's actually beside me. His name's Lynch. So say, for example, Lynch is terrified. He has a phobia of snakes. And if he knew one day I was bringing a snake into the show, how could he?
No, you're not.
How would the app help a phobia?
Well, you know, the best thing would be if he prepared way in advance. So you're not going to spring it on him, right?
No, no.
Right. So if he had, let's say, a month's notice, now again, this would depend on how severe that phobia is, but he could, once he had set up an account on the app, he would go straight to phobias, and then it would give him some tips, quite a bit actually, learning about different types of phobias. And then he could go into the healthy thinking and start to work through the thought journal and also the coping cards, and then also the belief experiments. And belief experiments are something that I quite like, so I do them on a regular basis with my kids. Whenever we have something that we're afraid of, there's a real tendency to overthink or to for us to catastrophize, like, you know, worst case scenario. So for phobia, especially in his case where he's terrified of snakes, perhaps for good reason, but he can test his belief by working through the, by setting up a belief experiment and then seeing what actually happens, you know. So it's the, what is perception and what's fact.
And I find it interesting, it's the app, has already been downloaded over 100,000 times. Do you find that people are using it as a daily thing?
We do. Check-in is super popular. And in fact, I think when we last checked over the past 28 days, we had 3,000 daily active users worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know that for those of us in the office, we definitely, here we are, Anxiety Canada, and we use the check-in quite often. Yeah, it's kind of, it's fun, and it also really is, in many ways, it allows you to start your day off well by acknowledging and taking time for yourself to say, hey, this is what's going on in my life, and this is what's on my mind.
And as a free app, if anyone in the audience wants to help support the app or support Anxiety Canada, is there any way they can go about doing that?
Oh, thanks for asking. Well, we've got a celebration launch celebrating 20 years of Anxiety Canada on May 23rd, and tickets are available on Eventbrite. We would also, we're always really grateful for any donations, and those can be made via anxietycanada.com online.
Yes, the website, anxietycanada.com. You can check out everything there. You can also get the app, as you had mentioned, Judith, available on Android and iOS. It's called MindShift CBT.
You've got it.
Carl Bob Taylor. there's probably real words that go there, but...
cognitions, behaviors, and therapy.
There we go. Struggle to pronounce cognitive each time, so I just avoid saying it.
Well,
that gives me anxiety.
You know,
Judith.
Increasingly people are understanding that CBT is really effective, and when they go out to look for counseling or therapy, they'll ask, you know, does this therapist know anything about CBT?
Yeah, when I first got into therapy, I went into CBT therapy, and I found it incredibly useful, and I learned so much about my own brain and how it was functioning, and I really found that that helped me deal with the issues that I was having. And now you can have basically that in an app in your pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Judith, we'll let you go here. We won't take any more of your time, but thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Thanks, sir, Tyler. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I look forward to the launch celebration. I will be there, and hopefully I'll get to meet you in person that day.
Woohoo, yes.
All right, Judith, you have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.